share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. A man who claims he is a Datuk Seri was arrested last Thursday, the 25th of February, at 8:30 p.m. after he threatened two victims, including a police inspector. According Barita Harian, Johor Police Chief Datuk Ayob Khan Mayan Piche said that the 56-year-old Datuk Seri, who is a scrap metal dealer, was arrested along with his 41-year-old accomplice after the victim lodged a police report. The case started last Monday, the 22nd of February, when the victim in his 50s was approached by two suspects, including the Datuk Seri. The Datuk Seri then extorted and used force on the victim, asking the victim to pay his debt worth around ₹450,000 on Monday, he said, reported the Star. The victim then lodged a police report, after which both suspects were arrested in the Maasai area on the 25th of February. NST reports that while being arrested, the one who claimed to be a Datuk Seri threatened a police inspector saying, Kalau Tuan Tangkap Saya, Saya Akan Porak Perandakan Semua Balai Polis Dan Hidup Tuan. Translation, if you arrest me, I will create chaos at all police stations and in your life. Ayob Khan said that further investigation found that the suspect who claimed to be a Datuk Seri had received the title from the Sulu Sultanate, which the Malaysian government does not recognize. A review of the Datuk Seri's records also found that he had various previous criminal records with violent criminal elements, including being charged twice under the emergency ordinance and detained at Simpang Ringgam and Pulau Jerajak, around the 1980s and 1990s, he said. He added that the Datuk Seri donated a lot of money to non-governmental organizations, NGO, which the police believe is just a front to protect his criminal activities and to obscure the authorities. The NGO contacted us multiple times to give a positive input on the suspect after his arrest, he said. Ayob Khan added that the two suspects, including the Datuk Seri, are being investigated under Section 385 of the Penal Code for extortion and Section 506 of the Penal Code for criminal intimidation. Meanwhile, Ayob Khan reminds the public to always be careful and not easily trust individuals who disguise themselves by using the Datuk Seri or Tan Sri title. This is not Robin Hood, the police are conducting a transparent investigation and will take stern legal action without any compromise, he said. It does not matter if he gets the title from Malaysia or anywhere, whether he is Datuk Seri or Tan Sri, if he is involved in criminal activities, we will arrest him and no one will be missed. Also read, Datuk Seri vs. Datuk, two men in Puchong quarrel over helicopter parked in porch. Source, The Star. Source, Astro Awani. Share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. You have reached the end of this story.